I think about the fact that I allowed confidentiality to prevail here. And in allowing confidentiality to prevail, I did not communicate to very important constituents, including the families of 9/11.
Well, there is PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan yesterday speaking I think that was from the Golf Channel, saying, okay, well, how do you explain this whole merger with the LIV Golf Tour, backed by money from Saudi Arabia and their connections to terrorism, and the fact that you really said a year ago when their league kicked off, basically saying, you know what, this isn't right. And these players taking money from Saudi Arabia that has been known to have ties with terrorist organizations, and now they have merged together the PGA Tour and the LIV Golf Tour in one of the bigger stories in sports that we'll see this year.
Yeah, and of course, you mentioned Jay Monahan, who's getting a lot of heat for the way all of this was conducted. And Mike, you talked about it yesterday, and it really stuck with me. And it's like, this is just one major sport now that we're seeing, well, we can throw all this money at you and then turn around and control the sport. And, you know, if golf's just the beginning, joining us to talk a little bit more about it from a business perspective, because it's all about business and the money, is our usual Friday ghost host, Tony Chapman, the host of Chatter That Matters, heard here on AM 800 at noon. Tony, also, though, a marketing expert, and has been inducted into the Marketing Hall of Legends and the Canadian Marketing and Advertising Hall of Fame. And he's here to chime in on this. Tony, when you looked at this issue and how it all went down, what were your initial thoughts?
Well, listen, first of all, I'm not a fan of Saudi Arabia and everything they, you know, stand for in terms of lack of freedom, gender inequality, gay rights. So that alone bothered me. But what we've got to realize as a society, They are swimming in petrodollars. They've got to turn those dollars into recurring revenue outside of oil. They've seen what's happened in the United Emirates, and they're saying, okay, so what can we control? And the interesting thing about sports is relatively cheap to control with the way they did it. They first went off and picked off some very high-profile players and created a league. Then they sit down with the PGA and said, we want nothing to do with it. And they said, well, okay, maybe every amateur that comes up and wins at the Masters and the U.S. Open, we're going to sign for a major contract. And over the next 3 years, all your young talent's going to go to us. And then, so they basically just used their money and power. And it wasn't a merger. It's always lovely to call these things a merger. They acquired the PGA. So what happens now? Who has influence? Who has authority? What happens if Saudi says, we're going to make a $100 million new major that's going to take place in the Middle East? The traditions. What if they say we're going to change the game and have a completely new format to attract a younger audience? That's just golf. Now, what you have talked about is something that I'm more concerned about is this is just the beginning. They're going to go after tennis next because the players aren't happy with the way they're treated. They're going to go after, they could go after Red Bull Adventure Sports, Ultimate Fighting, and they're just not buying the sports. I mean, this is an organization that can buy a ski hill and start creating a professional ski thing. This is an organization that can build a hotel, the Ultimate Fighting and Ultimate Gambling Hotel. So we're going to see Saudis take over sports, content, production, venues, talent, endorsements, and I'm not sure that's a good thing for sports.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it, but you were not surprised by how this all went down.
Not at all. Listen, in sports, money talks. See who has the deepest pockets wins. Remember the Yankees when there was no salary cap, right? When they had no salary cap, they were absolutely the dominant players because they could buy their way there.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
It also concerns me is that it has been going on to some extent. I know that, you know, we watch F1 from time to time, and then I said, you know, I don't think I'm watching this anymore. I mean, the Saudis are very involved there. There's racing there, and I'm like, really? It goes back to what you said about their human rights record, and it's like, why is any of this being supported?
Why was soccer, you know, played in 40-degree heat? Because money talks, and this is the thing. You lose your moral compass. And I don't know how the PGA can ever defend what they've done. I don't know if they went out and looked. They should have gone out and looked for a whole completely new backing group. There's lots of venture capital. Why they went with this, I have no idea, because, again, golf is about tradition. It's like baseball. It survives because it's kind of played at a different pace. It's you know, you reflect on the good old days, the Ben Hogan narrative, you know, the Arnie Palmer, and this is going to all change because it's such a culture clash between the two. So I have no idea why this all unfolded. I just imagine Tiger Woods turned down $1 billion, Rory who turned down several hundred million dollars because they backed the league. Suddenly, how they feel this morning?
Yeah.
But this is going to take months, if not years, to settle. And I promise you, this is not just sports. This is they're going to have a streaming network, all sports. They're going to once they're in control of the last bastion for live eyeballs. I mean, I watched the basketball game live last night because it's a sporting event. It's a smart play. I congratulate them for doing it. It's a great way to turn oil dollars into something of immense value. But at the same time, that's not the partner I would like to see backing the sports that I love.
But again, right, Tony, it's all about the money. So if they say to LeBron James or you know, whoever, and like you said, there were that players that turned it down, like Rory McIlroy. But, you know, if they start going after other sports, especially like our beloved four big sports, hey, Connor McDavid, we want you. LeBron James, we want you. I think it'll get even more attention.
Yeah, we're going to create a super international league for hockey involving the powerhouses, and we're going to attract the best players, and each one of them is going to make $10 million. You can monetize that. People say they're throwing their money away, but done right, and they control the content and the amplification, you can absolutely monetize it. And again, even the leader they picked in the Shark, Greg Norman, he had such, you know, a bad attitude. And I think that often the person you put as the lead singer in your band is really the kind of music you want to play.
Well, and apparently Greg Norman's already being forced out of his position there. And if anybody doesn't think that once they have control or will get control at any cost, that there will be heads will roll in one way or another, either figuratively, perhaps, or literally. I think we're sadly mistaken.
Oh, there's no question. And again, but sports, we're so eager and have such an appetite for it, we often turn a blind eye to it. You know, they'll call for a boycott. What's interesting to me is the sponsors of the PGA, because the PGA really operates on a sponsorship model, RBC Canadian Open. Every one of these sponsors is now huddling today in a boardroom going, what are we going
to
do?
Yeah, what's the backlash going to be to these sponsors now?
But again, Saudis don't care because they'll just write a check, right? I mean, they have so much money coming in every day because they're monetizing their oil that they have an ability to literally sit down. And I'll tell you something. If I owned F1 and I was a Saudis, I would create a performance car. You know, if I have Ultimate Fighting, I would turn that into a chain of hotels because they have the capital to do that. So whatever you dream, they can do. And that's the sad thing because, again, their moral compass and their values aren't aligned with Western values. And that's the problem because they're going to take over probably the most cherished thing in the West when it comes to entertainment, which is sports.
Wow, amazing. Tony, thank you very much. Tony Chapman, host of Chatter That Matters every Friday afternoon, 12 noon. Also a marketing expert and interesting thoughts on this whole PGA Live Tour.